Welcome to this afternoon's NAESP Webinar Wednesday, Bold Action for Challenging Times, Intensify Your Leadership. At this time, I would like to introduce NAESP's Associate Executive Director of Professional Learning, Dr. Gracie Branch.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for being here today. I know that you're in for a real treat. I've known Dr. Michael Cherichello for a long time, and he never disappoints. He's one of the most reflective practitioners that I know, and I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Cherichello, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Gracie, and thank you all for coming this afternoon to this webinar. Let me just begin by telling you that my life began at 50, not the age of 50, but the school. I was an elementary school teacher in the Southeast Bronx in New York City. And from my teaching career of, I guess, about 30 years as teacher, as assistant principal and principal, and county superintendent of schools, I then began my work at the, after spending 30 years in the public schools, I spent about 17 years in higher education as a professor and department chair, both in New Jersey and in Kentucky. All during that time and continuing to this time, I am a consultant who has presented nationally and internationally. And in my spare time, I like to ride my bike. So I'm a cyclist, and I've cycled in many different countries in Europe, as well as states in the United States. And last but not least, the 50 roses stand for the 50 years that I have been married to my wife, who was a first grade teacher for many years. And we celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary last summer. I met her at Public School 50, where I was a substitute for a week in her class. And she came back and told me that the students in her class actually, right in my nose, took things from her desk, and I didn't know it. So she said, you know, you're not such a great teacher after all. You didn't know what was going on right in front of you. And she became my mentor and eventually my wife. And so that's a little bit about me. These are tough times. COVID-19 has kind of invaded our lives in many different ways. And it's made lives of principals in schools very complex. And I thank you for taking time, despite all of the complexities of your life, to give us about an hour of your time this afternoon to share some insights and ideas. And as we begin to do that, I'd like you to reflect for a moment on this saying from Kofi Annan: to live is to choose, but to choose well, you must know who you are choosing and what you stand for, where you want to go, and why you want to get there. And so as we think of our time together this afternoon, I'd like you to kind of try and unplug. To unplug from the stress and the challenges that you face day after day as principals, assistant principals, in whatever role you play in the schools, and to try and give yourself this opportunity to spend some time with each other. I must tell you, this is my first webinar that I've done. I find webinars too much of talking. And so I have attempted this afternoon to involve you in the webinar, because I believe we learn from each other. You just don't learn from me, and I don't learn from you, but we learn from each other. So this is going to be a bit engaging as we go through this afternoon, more so than perhaps you have seen in other webinars. And I'm hoping at the end you will walk away with some takeaways that will be valuable to you as you go forward in your life as principals and assistant principals in your schools. I'd like to focus on four big ideas with you: that of a dreamer, an architect, a change mediator, and an innovator. And I would propose to you that you are all in each of those things in your roles as principals. We know that in our volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world today, we are going to take a look of your role as dreamer, as architect, as change mediator, and as innovator. And I'd like you to kind of reflect with me through these things, because we are used to looking at ourselves only as education, as instructional leaders. And I'd like to broaden that this afternoon with you. So the first question I'd like to ask you is, what are you hoping to gain from this webinar? If you can enter some ideas, some thoughts in the chat box for a minute, and we'll read a few of them, and I'll react to what you put out there. So take a moment and write something in the chat box. What are you hoping to gain from this webinar this afternoon?
We're hearing ideas for ways to lead my team during these times.
Yes. We're going to focus in on the role of the principal as architect in building teams and share some insights on team building. So, yes, we're going to do that.
Also, strategies to improve leadership during COVID. How to focus on self-care as an administrator.
Okay. Well, as we go forward this afternoon, there will be several more times where I will ask you to kind of reflect in the chat box, and Danielle will read some of them to me, and I will react to them as we go through this, so we try and make this a bit more interactive than just sitting back and listening to my talking head here. We want to do more than that as we work together. For many years now, the emphasis on principals has been on instructional leaders. Principals are instructional leaders. And although principals are instructional leaders, Michael Fullan, in his work on The Principal, a fantastic book, which I hope you would have the opportunity to read. It's called The Principal by Michael Fullan. He says that to focus on your role as instructional leaders is too narrow a focus. And he suggests that there's a much wider focus. And part of that is to be an instructional leader, but to broaden it more to becoming an education leader, more so, and looking at many different hats that you wear in terms of becoming an education leader. It's kind of like looking at this picture. If you take a look at this picture for a minute, only 1% of the population is able to find the animal in the image in less than 2 minutes. Take a look and see if you see the animal. I'm not going to give you a full 2 minutes, but I'll give you a few seconds to take a look and see if you can see in this picture an animal. Obviously, there's a man's face. In order to see the animal, we have to turn the picture upside down. And there is a dog eating a bone, and it's right there. And the idea is that I'd like you this afternoon to kind of take a look at your role as principals in a different way, in a different perception. And as we go through this afternoon, see how much of this resonates with you in terms of what you do and what your role is as principal. Because in our world today, you wear many hats. And today we are looking at four of those hats: the dreamer, the architect, the innovator, and the change mediator. There are many other education roles that you have: the designer, the appraiser, the coach. And in the center of all this, COVID-19 has entered into your lives in terms of causing just very complex and ambiguous situations that none of us has ever experienced before. And so this is a new way of looking at your role as principal. A lot of times we hear that the principal is the instructional leader. What I would propose to you, and what Michael Fullan says, is that you're far beyond that. You're the education leader. You're the leading learner in your school. And as such, you are a dreamer. You are an architect, a designer, an appraiser, a coach, a mediator, and an innovator. And as you take a look at this today, we want to take a look at looking at your leadership capacity by taking a look at your role as dreamer and architect and leading with competence and confidence in your role as a change mediator and as an innovator. And I think if we take a look at this today, we'll give you an opportunity to intensify your leadership, to develop it from wherever it may be, to kick it up a notch, and to take a look and say, how can I do these things more effectively despite all of the challenges that I face in today's schools? And so as we look at these today, we're going to take a look first at the dreamer and how can you lead collectively with purpose and vision. And what I'd like to emphasize with you is a story that takes me back a few years when I was doing some consulting work in a district, and I went in to visit with the high school principal. And the high school principal says to me, you know, I've listened to what you've said, and I really think it's terrific, but I don't have any time for that. And I said to him, well, why don't you have time? And he says to me, well, you know, people come in and out all day, and I have to solve this problem and solve that problem. And I said to him, well, that's the problem. And he says, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, see, you're putting all the monkeys on your back. Instead of kind of leading together with people, in empowering people to solve their own problems and to work with you, I said, if you kind of gave back the monkeys to them and asked them to take a leadership role, then perhaps you would have time to lead more effectively and not just to be a manager, but to be a leader along the way. And so I think that once we lead, they know when to manage and they know when to get out of the way. I remember once doing a session with principals, and after lunch, one of the principals stood up and said, I know the problem. And I said, well, what was the problem? He says, I'm in the way. He says, I get in everybody's way. And so when we look at our role as vision setters, I think we have to look at ourselves as knowing that we not only lead, but we as principals follow and we know when to get out of the way. And we call this collective leadership. And collective leadership is a process, and the process is valued more than the person. Yes, you are a leader because you hold a title called principal or assistant principal. And what that does is it creates in you a position of leadership. But imagine if you could take that position and turn it into a process of leadership. And it's a process where people are together. They are accomplishing a collective good together, and individual goals are kind of subsumed in the collective goals of the group. And so you will see on some of the slides, if you get these afterwards or if you take a look at them, you'll see this little icon in the corner that will allow you to click on these links and go to those sites. Because I think as a principal or assistant principal, the goal is to get others to become learners from you and to use that collective experience together for each other. And so leadership becomes more of a process than a person. What I'd like to do now is I would like to gather you into some Zoom rooms, and we're going to have about four people in a Zoom room, and we're going to give you about 5 minutes that will be timed. And I'd like you to briefly introduce yourself to each other in about 20 seconds each. And then I'd like you to talk about this question that I posed here, referencing your strengths and your challenges as principal or assistant principal, whatever role you hold. How can you build a culture in your school that supports leadership more as a collective process rather than residing in a person who is designated as the leader by title? And I'd like you to spend 5 minutes, and then before you leave the room, you'll get a countdown toward the end of the room ask one person in your group, when we come back together, to post in the chat one big idea from your discussion together about how you can support leadership more as a collective process rather than residing in a person.
And we are all back.
Okay, thank you. I'd like you to take a moment now and in the chat box, at least one person from each group, if you could kind of make a comment from a big idea in terms of the discussion you just had on some of the ways in which you can promote more of a collective leadership in your school. Okay, teams. Yeah, I see I have the chat box open, so it may be blocking part of your screen, but I want to see from Kathleen, teaming. Teaming is very important in terms of developing collective leadership. And a lot of times we think we have teams, but they're more like groups. And we're going to spend a few minutes very soon during the webinar to kind of look at teams and your role as a principal. Harnessing strengths and encouraging others to share their expertise. Giving efficacy to teachers is extremely important because we know from research that principals have a direct effect on teacher efficacy and teachers have a direct effect on student learning outcomes. And so, in fact, if you are affording teachers opportunities for professional growth and for them to take the lead in professional growth, that's going to have a direct effect on their efficacy. And as a result, teachers will feel much better about the teaching and learning process. And so that's, again, one of the reasons why Fullan says to us that the role of instructional leaders are the teacher's role. The principal's more of an education leader, the leading learner in the school, because the direct effect that principals have is on teachers, and the direct effect of teachers is on students, and indirectly, principals have an effect on student learning outcomes. And so I think giving everybody a voice to work toward consensus is very important as well. Consensus is very difficult. We're going to spend a few minutes on that when we talk about teams. We'll come back to that. And providing an opportunity for distributive leadership, allowing people to share and become leaders in our building. I think that the challenge is to create an environment in which teachers rise to a self-empowerment. If we have to empower others, we're still in charge. So creating a culture in which people become self-empowered and rise up and offer to lead the way is a much higher level than us empowering people, because then we're still taking that role of being in charge. Cannot see your chat box. I'm so glad you can't see my chat box. That's good. Okay, let's move on from here. And I would like to share with you this that you can use in your schools, and you can ask yourself and ask your staff, are you more on the left side or more on the right side? The left side is about people leading, person who has a designated position. Collective leadership is more of the attributes on the right side. And so you can ask people in your school, are we mostly doing things top down or throughout the organization? Do we have focus on independent decisions, or are we working interdependent decisions? And this will give you a measure of how collective you are in terms of what you're doing in your school. And then you can look at the areas of strength and continue to improve them, and look at the areas of challenge and work on them so that your role as principals, the vision that you set, the visionary leadership you have, is more collective than residing in an individual person. Let's move on now to the second phase, that of architect. The architect is the builder. And as a builder, the role of the principal is to build highly effective teams by avoiding trust busting and implementing trust builders and trust boosters along the way. And so in this world today, we have to break out of the silos. We have to really work together. And particularly during this COVID process that we're in, we depend upon each other so much more. Everybody needs so much support. Principals need support from each other. Principals need support from teachers.